G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 8. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, the final Group 1 in Australia for 2018. And it's not a bad field assembled for the Kingston Town Classic over 1,800 metres at Ascot. Only three existing Group 1 winners, but a couple, including the favourite, who certainly will be Group 1 winners, you would think, before they're done.
Yeah, it's a really intriguing affair, and I guess the hardest decision was in the hands of Willie Pike. He had to choose who to go for from the Bob Peters team. Of course, he won the Railway aboard Galaxy Star and the Guineas on the same day aboard Acadia Queen. Wasn't much difference in times by the two performances, and he's elected to go with the filly, Acadia Queen, 50 kilos. She's come up with a decent barrier six. Galaxy Star's drawn 14, Chris Parnham to take the ride, but also got Trap for Fools, the last start Group 1 winner. Obviously won the McKinnon at a big price after getting denied entry into the Cox Plate. It's going to be interesting to see how he goes. He's going to go, you know, roll forward on speed and give the two local guns something to chase, I would have thought.
All right, we'll get to that very shortly. We'll take you right through the black type on the Ascot program. Day 3 of the Perth Masters, final day of the carnival for the time being, and we start in race 5. It's the Tab Touch Sir Ernest Lee Steer Classic, a listed race for 3-year-olds over 1,400.
Won the Velvet King on top. He ran a decent race in the Guineas, finishing 5th to Arcadia Queen. That was on the back of his Fairetha Stakes win. I think he'll press forward, and back to 1,400's a plus for him. It'll be hard to catch too. Or saying he missed the Guineas. I think he may have drawn wide and they elected just not to run, but instead he pops up here over the 1,400, of course, from the Chris Waller team. He's in next, in for third, number 8, Festival Miss, from the Bob Peters Willie Pike combination. She comes through the Placid Arc, where she finished in the minor placings. And number 3, in for fourth, Junipel from the Darren Weir Yard, another horse coming back from the mile of the Guineas.
Race 6 at Ascot on Saturday is the listed Ascend Sales Jungle Dawn Classic, 1,400 for fillies and mares.
Number 9, Pearls and Prawns, I think's worth another chance. She drew wide in the Jungle Mist. She was a short-priced favourite there, and I just think the wide draw was a bit costly. She's drawn better on Saturday. She's won 5 from 8, so she's a talent, and I think she deserves another chance. One Celebrity Dream in for second. Willie Pike to ride, did split Misty Metal and Private Dancer in the Jungle Mist, and those other two make up my pick 4 in the race, with number 4 Private Dancer, who was only first up in that race. So you'd have to think that she's got a fair bit of improvement in her. She'd trial quite nicely leading into that return. Number 2, Misty Metal, as I said, did win that Jungle Mist. That was a good effort. Just has to run the 1,400 now, and I guess that's the query with her, but 9 on top for me.
Race 7 at Ascot on Saturday is the Auto Masters GA Towton Cup. And Mississippi Delta, very impressive last time, but you found one to beat that horse, Joel.
I've ended up going for number 6, Capo Doro, from the Fred Kersley team. Going all right this prep. This bloke was placed in the Pinjarra Cup last time in. He's been in the money all three this time in. He is a bit more of a place getter than a winner, 4 from 29, but 11 seconds. So he just needs another win, but the step up in distance, I think, is a positive for him. I've got him on top of 5, Mississippi Delta, building a lovely record. 2, Action, the stablemate, he's coming back from the Railway, so he's down in class and up in distance, which is a positive for this Derby winner, and number 1 in for 4th, Prize Catch.
The big one is race 8. It is the Magic Millions Kingston Town Classic, 1,800 metres at standard weight for age, a Group 1 worth $1 million. Arcadia Queen, very short from that good barrier with Willie Pike aboard, so impressive winning the Champion Fillies and the WA Guineas. Only one Fillies ever won this race, Joel, but it was recently. It was Perfect Reflection 2015. The second favourite and stablemate, Galaxy Star, being a mare. In fact, you have to go back to 1999 to find the last mare who won this race.
Yeah, so a little bit of a history against them. I guess Perfect Reflection was the filly you spoke of, and that was the same combo, Bob Peters, Willie Pike aboard. And look, it's just hard to go past her. She just looked something special in the WA Guineas, as did Galaxy Star winning the Railway. I was sort of not really a believer in her until that race. It was a magnificent win. She sort of went from in trouble to just travelling like an absolute certainty in the space of a couple of strides, and she did get a gun right, it must be said. and it's a bit tougher with that wide gate on Saturday. So I think you've probably got to lean towards the filly, number 15, Offray, number 1, Trap for Fools in for second, proven performer. He was proved in the West before he came across to Melbourne, and he's had a marvellous campaign for Jared McLean. Number 12 in for third, Galaxy Star, and number 2, Material Man. Excellent performance first up in the railway. He was trained right up for it. You'd have to think he'll be fitter. He'll get a good run from that gate near the speed, and he's 3 from 4 second up. I think they're your main four. If you're looking for a roughie, possibly number 5, Star Exhibit. One of Bob Peters, but in the Adam Durant stable, this bloke. He's just sort of been getting fit, and he wasn't bad in the railway. Step up and distance will suit. He may still be looking for further. He's probably more a Perth Cup horse. But if you're looking for a roughie for your multiples, maybe Star Exhibit.
In Victoria, the main metro racing on Saturday is at racing.com Park Pakenham. Main race, of course, race 7, the sports bet Pakenham Cup, 2,500 metre listed race, where Dal Harold has been quite well found, Joel.
Yeah, it will be very hard to beat. I thought there was two main winning hopes and sort of a couple of fringe players. I ended up going with Kawaya ahead of Dal Harold. Kawaya's coming through the Ballarat Cup, where he struck ground where he's not 100% on, but he handled it okay, and it was a gun ride by Johnny Allen. And just, I think now that he's sort of hit winning form, just think he can go on with it. Dal Harold, yet to win in Australia, but racing really well. He was very game in the Zipping Classic. Him and the Taj Mahal sort of squared off for a duel down the straight, and Ben Mallon got the edge on the Taj Mahal. Now he's aboard Dal Harold. I think they're the two key hopes. I thought number 8, Berisha, was good at Ballarat. Really hit the line well, and this just looks his goal this time in. And 10, Swakadelic, wasn't too bad behind them. He looks one at a bit of odds to include.
I went for Runaway, who was very good leading and winning the Geelong Cup, and ran in the Melbourne Cup, well beaten, outclassed there, but drops back from the Melbourne Cup to the Pakenham Cup. Here, Kawaii, who I did tip to win the Ballarat Cup, is in for second. Dal Harold third, and Khartoum, who I tipped to win on Ballarat Cup Day. Not that me tipping them makes, you know, has any influence on me tipping them again, but I've put him in for fourth. Numbers 5, 3, 1, 13. My best was the one you've written about in Winning Post this week, Joel, in race 1, number 8, Miss Scorcher, down from Kembla Grange, first Victorian runner for Graham Murray.
Yeah, Graham, son of the late great trainer Bede Murray, multiple Group 1 winning trainer, and the brother of Paul, probably known for having Elmer's Lad, decent performer for Paul, and Predatory Pricer, who we saw down in Melbourne win a couple of Group 2s, the brother to take over Target. And Graham does a reasonable job himself, but this is his first runner in Victoria. He's brought Miss Scorcher down, and yeah, I've tipped her. Not my best or value, but a good run first up. She's got plenty of speed, and I'm sure she can run a cheeky race.
My value bet is going up against yours, I'm afraid, Joel, and that's in the last race. 9 has done absolutely nothing this campaign, but just does have ability. I'm expecting this horse to come good at some stage. Maybe not in, you know, maybe not in this race, maybe over a little bit more, back over more ground, but that's race 9, number 6, Glen Rowan Prince did win a jump out, I think, on Tuesday, so could come good here, but up against, that's not up against your,
I haven't got it in my numbers, though.
No. Let's hear about your best and value bets for racing.com Park.
Yeah, well, my best has caused a little bit of controversy. Age of Fire, race 6, number 4. But do note that he does have 60 kilos, not the 55.5 that you may see if you're playing with the early form guides. But he is a former Kiwi. He's now with Darren Weir, and he's doing a good job this prep. He's just ticking over nicely. Had no luck first up. Bit of a forgive run at Flemington. Just thought he improved nicely at Kilmore behind Manuel. He takes on Torgerson. He's just got a little bit of ground to make up, not too much from that race, but I think he's just got a bit more upside about him. Not many winning chances here, I wouldn't have thought, and I think if he's going to sort of measure up to any sort of decent level in Australia, then he want to be going pretty close here, fourth up. My value bet is in the second race. You're probably going to lose a bit of value, because I think Laura Meehan is probably going to be scratched. He ran on Wednesday, which means you're going to lose a bit of money in terms of the odds for number 9, Play That Song. But I think she's going well this prep. Hit the line nicely at Cranbourne. She was good at Flemington during Cup Week. Just forgive Mooney Valley. She was in traffic, never really built full momentum. Bigger track should be ideal for her, and I think she's just about a coming winner.
Rosehill Gardens, home of the Golden Eagle, the Golden Gift, the Golden Slipper, the Golden Rose, the Golden Slam. Nothing golden, though, on Saturday, Joel. Christmas at the Gardens Handicap. Merry Christmas, ATC members sprint. We're warming up for Villiers Day next week, but still, decent-sized fields. Should be able to get some value for us there at Rosehill.
Yeah, some interesting races. Two-year-old race, first race, kicks us off. I think number five, Creator's a pretty smart colt. He's very well bred, costs 1.5 mil and has trialled well, so I'm expecting him to make a winning debut. But my best is in the second, race number six, Zalate, a filly I had been spotting at the trials, trialled up really well. Was good value on debut. 13s into sevens late, though, and they got the cash. It was a nice win. The horse she beat, her stablemate, won on Wednesday, just to frank the form. She comes to town for the right sort of race. There's no stars here, but she may very well be, so I think she's a good bet. My value is Liz Dunvana, race 9, number 6. Thought she may have been a bit bigger price, but nevertheless, I think she'll run well. She was good first up, caught wide back in the field, and I thought she kept finding the line well. Barrier 3 suits, and she'll be fitter. And the other two I was keen to have a look at were Asterius, race 8, number 4. Now, he was my best last week. They scratched him, and I'm still pretty keen on him on Saturday. $6 or $7, I think he'll be hard to beat. And Gambler's Blues is a bit of a ruffian, race 4. On the quick backup, looked a bit plain last week, but that was staying at 1,500. 2,000 third up ideal. He did win over this track and trip last time in.
In Adelaide, they're back on the course proper at Morfordville, but the owners and trainers haven't exactly flocked to respond. 62 acceptors in all, and you've only got each way betting in the last two races. The first of those is the stakes race. Schweppes City of Marion Stakes listed over 1,200 metres. Platinum Angel for Darren Weir and Harry Coffey is well found at around about $2.30. Richo has found one to knock that horse off in So You 2. That is Richo's value bet at around about $13. James Jordan's Gems, race 1, number 2, Kel Storm. Race 4, number 3, Hussey Bay. And race 8, number 8, Lady of Crabilly. Do you like anything at Morfordville, John?
No, well, I was on Platinum Angel in a decent all-up bet last start. She loomed and she was home and then got run past by Bell Sonic. So no doubt she'll probably win on Saturday. I don't think I'll be on her. I think she's a bit short for me, but she'll be hard to beat.
Doombin, well, you'll notice in your winning post this week that it is State of Origin time.
Three races on Friday.
Looks like there's two on Saturday. Race 3 and race 6. And then we go. Do we go to Sunday?
I don't think so. I think it's just Friday, Saturday.
So there are, however, without worrying about the State of Origin at this stage, we might get your tip. But Brisbane Handicap, we've got two listed races. First of those, race 7, TAB Brisbane Handicap, 1,600 metres. Joel?
Gone with one Coldstone, formerly trained by Mick Kent, now with Tony Gollan, and a really pleasing first up run. Got into a good spot from the tricky gate. It was well ridden by Matt McGillivray, and then just got flushed out probably 100 metres too soon. Had to make his run, otherwise he would have got stuck in. And he battled on really strongly, just got edged out by the rails run of Nickanova. He'll be fitter for that, drawn well, should be hard to beat. Not too many winning hopes here. Four prioritised next best, six sold for Song. Well, she hasn't won for 895 days, so that's the clear negative, but she is talented and the mile is probably okay for her these days. And in for fourth, number two, Can't Buy Better, last year's winner.
And the other listed race at Doombin on Saturday is race 8, Maker's Mark Just Now, fillies and mares quality, over 1,350.
Gone with a three-year-old filly here, Plumaro, probably not well in at the weight. She's not getting any weight relief off some of these, but she's got a fair bit of upside about her. She's got a tricky racing pattern that she gets back and requires a bit of luck. Just hopefully she can jump okay from barrier 1, but there's a bit of speed here, I think, through the likes of Our Crown Mistress. She is what she is, probably tests the world, and probably even Prue's Angel, who got back from a wide gate last start. But I think there's enough speed to suit Plumaro, so 10 on top from 6. Femme Fireball, 4 Stella Victoria, both those mares flying, and 3 Our Crown Mistress in next best.
Talk us through your best and value bets at Doombin.
My best is Trusty Lad, race 5, number 4. Two runs back have been super.
I think he's just got 2,000 metres written all over him, and he'll be very hard to hold out. Just has to mend his racing manners to some degree. He wants to lay in at times, which is a bit of a negative, but I think he'll be too strong over this distance. And my value bet's in the last, Sort of Justice. Very tough race, but the race 9, number 2, drawn to settle closer than he did first up, and he got pretty close to beating Tyzone last time in. That's good form. He's been competitive at stakes level his last couple of runs, so the double figures, he might be worth thought each way. And not sure as to a tip for the Origin, but no South African team again. I would have thought that was a sort of a no-brainer. Well, you know, you've got Lloyd, and okay, Frad's not there this year, but Mark Duplessis is, so he could have represented them, I guess. So yeah, that could have happened, but and only two races on the Saturday. I suppose they could have gone with a third race as well, but anyway, good to see full fields, I think, for all the races, which is good. The worst thing that can happen to that is if it lobs into a race with only 8 or 9 and some of the jockeys don't get a go, but no, it seems to have panned out pretty well this year.
Alrighty, earlier in the day there was Group 1 action across the Tasman in the Kiwi capital, Trentham. It is the Ridges Wellington Captain Cook Stakes, weight for age 1600.
And a horse we know well, I think will be hard to beat. Number 1, John Snow, back to New Zealand after finishing last in the Caulfield Cup. He was placed 3rd behind Grunt in the Mackayvey Diva. Over a mile, 2nd up, and he's back to New Zealand for a weight for age mile. And importantly, he's going to get conditions to suit. They've had plenty of rain. It's a heavy track as we speak. I'm not sure it's going to get too much better. He's 2 for 2 on heavy. I think his class will get him through to beat 11 Dan's Dan's Dance, 13 Darscape Princess, and 3 Windspell. He's the best, John Snow. The value is Jesse G, race 9, number 10. Getting the blinkers on. The claim for Billy Pinn, Promising Apprentice, drawn well. I think she's an improver. And Ellerslie, best is On the Rocks, race 7, number 3. Probably wants a drying track. I think Connection scratched him last week, I think it was, on a wet track. It's a slow 7, but hopefully it's getting better there in Auckland. He's a talent. He won the Avondale Guineas last prep. And my value is Born Dragon, race 4, number 3. A bit disappointing last start. That was his second run back from Hong Kong. He was a winner first up. He might be able to bounce back after that second up flat performance.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. You've got the form not only for Saturday, but of course for Friday. Friday night at the Valley. Going to be a hot one. Saturday, Sunday, and fields for Monday. 4-4 form guides for Saturday. We've got, I think it's Italian Plate Day at Tatura, and also the main one, of course, is Werribee, aka Spendthrift Australia Park. And the TAB Werribee Cup is a race that you'd have to say has seen better days. It's now worth $125,000. It's lost its listed race. That's been picked up by the Pakenham Cup. Lost its listed status, I should say, which has been picked up by the Pakenham Cup. The Werribee Cup was won by Mackayvey Diva not all that long ago, Joel, as I recall it. So the mighty have fallen, but you've had a look at this race, Joel, and you've come up with Darren Weir and John Allen. How unusual if they would have won a country cup.
Yeah, I have. They've got a few runners in the race. Just remind me what one I actually...
You went for another Coley. There's another, also yes. Tradesman Master Zephyr Andrea Mantegna.
Yeah, he's got a few, yeah. Another Coley trying to bounce back from the Ballarat Cup. He was in excellent form before that. You would have thought that he could bounce back. Tradesman was disappointing in that race. There was sort of a bit of support for him to be an improver. A few people thought he'd handle the wet track, but he was a little bit disappointing. Radipole's a bit of a... Well, I've sacked him, really, after that Sandown run. I thought he had every chance behind Tally. He's up a bit in distance, but he's not getting any more of mine. Second Bullet was the horse I thought could improve. He was second up, so I think I'm leaning to another Coldy, but Second Bullet, second up. He wasn't bad at Kilmore. Step up in distance is a positive for him, so that's the way I'll be looking at that race.
Alrighty, well, as I say, don't forget to get your winning post if you haven't. Not only all that form I was talking about, but all your favourite columnist, Tony Kneebone, is back this week with a Snippets column. We got Matty Stewart. Paul Richards has his own column where he catches up with Jason Benbow, who is a very interesting character, not only talking about his comeback to the saddle, but about his burgeoning acting career and about the upcoming Jockeys versus Media T20 game. And We've also, Matty Stewart is talking about Charlotte Littlefield. He's got a profile in Charlotte Littlefield. Richo has also spoken, done a Q&A with Lofty Longdon, who radio listeners, particularly in Melbourne, would be very familiar with as a long-time racing person, and all your favourite features as well. Now, finally, our best $20 bet for the week. Joel, I'm on a roll.
Just mention before we go, we have got Hong Kong in the paper.
Oh, sorry, Hong Kong in the paper. And in fact, we'd really better talk about that before we get to our $20 bet. So we've got the big four international races. Once again, very disappointing Australian participation in the form of coming through only.
Tough for the Aussie horses because they takes a long still with this. It takes a fair while for them to come back with the quarantine. I think he's headed to Dubai. The owners are pretty happy to campaign him internationally, so he's sort of not in line to come straight back to Aussie, so that's why he can make the trip. But yes, yeah,
and La Trobe, if you count that last start in Australia and Australian owned, they're not Australian trained.
Yeah, well, the Vase, we might as well kick off for that because that's got a bit of Australian interest in terms of La Trobe. Rostropovich ran well in the Melbourne Cup. Prince of Aaron was placed in the Melbourne Cup. Red Verdon we saw run in the Caulfield Cup. So there's a fair bit of interest in that race. I ended up going with La Trobe because I thought he was pretty good in the McKinnon at Flemington. And obviously they missed the Melbourne Cup with him. James McDonald over to ride. So I've lent his way from 12, Ezeria from the Dermot Weld Yard. 8, Prince of Aaron are thrown in for 3rd, and Voldgeist number 1 in for 4th. He was 4th in the Arc and 5th in the Breeders' Cup. The Hong Kong Sprint, and the local star is Hot King Prawn. I think he might get knocked off by Mr. Stunning. The barrier draws haven't been done yet. They could be vital, but Mr. Stunning won this race last year. He's been giving weight to Hot King Prawn in both lead-up races. He might be able to turn the tables come grand final day. 6, Fine Needle, and 4, Beat the Clock make up my numbers in that race. The Hong Kong Mile, this is the local star of the day, Beauty Generation, $1.80. He broke the track record last start, and I think he'll be winning. 4, Mozu Ascot from Japan in for 2nd. 50-50, one of the locals. He's a horse I've sort of followed in Hong Kong. This is a big step up in class, but I think the Mile's what he's looking for. Might represent a bit of value. And 14, Vivlos in for 4th, another of the Japanese runners, so no room for coming through. He's going to need a good draw and a fair bit of luck, I would have thought. And the Hong Kong Cup, well, I've gone for back-to-back wins, Time Warp. He was good for me last year winning this race, and I'm sticking with him. He is very hit and miss. He needs to lead and control, otherwise if he cops a bit of pressure, he drops out quickly. But I think he can control this race, Zach Purton, and he can bounce back and win to beat the Japanese trained short-priced favourite Sungrazer, and then Stormy Antarctic and Deirdre next best. But looking forward to Sunday. Yeah, good to see a bit of Aussie interest. Michael Walker also, he's over to ride coming through. It's also on Prince of Aaron, and we've got James McDonald and Hugh Bowman across there as well.
All right, well, that is something to sit back and enjoy on Sunday night with your winning post guide to the main races in front of you. Finally, our best $20 bet of the weekend. Joel, on a roll, me, cartoon into, what was it last week? Five Kingdom. So I'm going to go with yours. Race 1, number 8 at racing.com park, and that's Miss Scorcher.
All right. I will go Zalate, Rose Hill, race 2. So we're getting the turkey early, hopefully. Race 2, number 6.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.